This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Iran and world powers held what they described as constructive talks on Tuesday and agreed to form working groups to discuss the sanctions Washington might lift and the nuclear curbs Tehran might observe as they try to revive the 2015 nuclear deal. European intermediaries have started shuttling between Iranian and U.S. officials in Vienna as they seek to bring both countries back into compliance with the accord, which lifted sanctions on Iran in return for curbs to its nuclear program. Former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the deal in 2018, prompting Iran to steadily overstep the accord's limits on its nuclear program, which were designed to make it harder to develop a nuclear bomb. Iran says it has no ambition to develop such a weapon. Tuesday's talks included a meeting of the remaining parties to the original deal: Iran, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia. While neither Washington nor Tehran say they expect any quick breakthroughs from the talks, both they and the EU described the early exchanges in positive terms. A resolution of the nuclear issue could help ease tensions in the Middle East, notably between Iran and Israel, as well as with U.S. Sunni Arab allies such as Saudi Arabia, who fear the possibility of Shiite-dominated Iran obtaining nuclear weapons. Militants affiliated with the Islamic State terror group kidnapped at least 19 people, mostly civilians, in a town near in central Syria, according to state media and a monitor group. The abduction on Tuesday occurred after a group of Islamic State fighters carried out a surprise attack against Syrian government forces in the central province of Hama. That's according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. At least 11 civilians were among those kidnapped. VOA News. Jordan has banned media from publishing any content about the half-brother of King Abdullah after the military placed him under house arrest for allegedly planning to destabilize the country. The government said it imposed the ban Tuesday on all news outlets and social media platforms after accusing Prince Hamza of coordinating with people associated with foreign actors to subvert Jordan. The government has accused the former crown prince, who was removed as heir to the throne in 2004 by King Abdullah, of conspiring to destabilize the kingdom's security. Hamza publicly accused Jordan's leaders of corruption on Saturday, but pledged his loyalty to the royal family 2 days later after speaking with his uncle, Prince Hassan, who served as mediator. After visiting tribal gatherings in recent weeks at which the government was criticized, the government's opposition released an audio recording Monday of Prince Hamza saying he would not comply with any attempts to suppress the media. The International Monetary Fund says the global economy is recovering faster than expected from the coronavirus pandemic. The IMF said Tuesday that the world economy is now expected to grow by 6% this year. It's expected to advance another 4.4% in 2022. Those are sharp increases from the decline of more than 3% last year during the worst months of the pandemic. The U.S. reported last week it had added 916,000 more jobs in March. On Tuesday, the Labor Department said U.S. job openings rose to a two-year high in February. North Korea says it will not participate in the upcoming Tokyo Olympics due to concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. The country's sports ministry said the decision was made in order to protect players from the world public health crisis caused by COVID-19 in a statement dated Monday. If North Korea follows through with the decision, it would be the first time it skipped an Olympics since 1988 when the games were held in Seoul. It's the first country to pull out of this year's Tokyo Games. The Tokyo Games have been delayed a year due to the coronavirus, but are set to begin July 23rd with strict virus prevention measures in place. North Korea has one of the world's poorest economies, observers say, and does not have adequate health infrastructure. The coronavirus lockdown made things worse, with reports of food and medicine shortages emerging. And two New York City apartment building workers have been fired for failing to help an Asian American woman as she was being violently attacked on the sidewalk outside. The attack happened March 29th near Times Square. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.